Itching caused by touch becomes more common as we get older, and it's especially troublesome for older people with dry skin, according to Washington University itch researcher Hongzhen Hu. His laboratory observed mice as they aged and also studied a mouse model of dry skin, and they discovered that older animals have fewer cells in the skin known as Merkel cells. Merkel cells seem to tamp down itching. Hu says in old mice and in mice with dry skin,
they have less Merkel cells. So our hypothesis is Merkel cells actually it's a control of the mechanical itch in the skin. So when you lose it, the inhibition was lost.
Hu says Merkel cells don't so much spur itch caused by touch, rather they help to control it. So with fewer cells in the skin, there's less control of itching.
The sensation of touch and itch are mediated by multiple fibers. The one that causes mechanical itch, we don't know. We don't know the identity of this fiber. Our study has just identified another, fiber that can control the itch.
And Jing Feng, who is the study's first author, says the implication of the finding is that if the cells could be controlled, itching may follow.
I think the most implication would be if we can control the activity of Merkel cells, we can control the itching conditions.
One step toward gaining control could be a receptor or ion channel on the cells. It's called piezo-2, and Hu says the channel and the Merkel cells themselves provide scientists with two targets that potentially could help control itch caused by touch.
First of all, we can attack Merkel cells. We can activate it, promote the activity of cells, so they can suppress itch. So second one is an ion channel expressed by these cells. So this channel actually controls the function of the Merkel cells.
Hu says a therapy to control Merkel cells' function could help fight itch the way that painkillers fight pain.
Because I mean, if you look at pain patients, they have some painkillers. You don't have itch killers so far.
The new study is published in the journal Science. I'm Jim Dryden.